The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders, and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor, and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. CEMEX has submitted an application for an additional 15 years of mining at their Dow Flats mine near the town of Lyons. By shutting down the mine, there are clear and direct implications to the CEMEX cement plant on the south side of Highway 66 that would begin the process of shutting down operations, demolishing the plant, and reclaiming that land. There has been a narrative floating around that we need the plant, and there would be a shortage of cement on the Front Range without it. That simply isn't true. So how do we know closing CEMEX's plant won't have negative impacts on the availability of cement in our community? Colorado actually produces a surplus of cement, and is a net exporter. Research shows that Colorado ships out about 10% of our state's total production, and the CEMEX Lyons plant is a small operator, permitted with 1960s air quality standards, that only produces somewhere in the neighborhood of 10% of our state's cement, so it's a bit of a wash. Further evidence to this is the fact that the Dow Flats mine has only operated for 4 days per week for the majority of its 25-year permit. That leaves roughly 10 years of opportunity to mine unused. During the recent Boulder County Planning Commission hearings, CEMEX intimated that they only mine enough to meet demand, because of limited storage capabilities at the plant, which just tells you that there isn't that much demand. CEMEX's competitor, Lafarge Holcim, received a $1.5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to research and develop a system to capture and sequester the plant's carbon dioxide emissions, and is installing it at their Florence plant, and it should be live by 2024. Source: Even a plant that's 20 years old produces about 50% less emissions than a 50-year-old plant like CEMEX Lyons. CEMEX Lyons is Boulder County's number one polluter, emitting over 357,000 tons of CO2 every year. For context, our county's number two polluter, the University of Colorado Power Plant, only emits 55,000 tons of Colorado 2 per year, source, EPA. All that said, I think we could only be so lucky as to shift cement production to one of Colorado's other two cement production facilities. Lastly, CEMEX produces cement, which is an ingredient of concrete. Cement is shipped to batch plants to mix into concrete. There is a misconception that by CEMEX being proximal, the citizens of Boulder County and surrounding areas have more access to concrete for building purposes. That is not true. Concrete is mobilized through batch plants located across the state. 13 states in the U.S. don't have any cement production and get cement with ease, and without paying exorbitant rates. I recommend that CEMEX's application be rejected, and a new proposal is negotiated with the town of Lyons at the table. 15 years is way too long. Renee Doubleday, commercial property owner, Lyons, CO.